This piece was brought to you by Whole Foods Market, wholefoodsmarket.com.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Business.
So I had the idea to start Hot Bread Kitchen when I was very early on in my professional career. I came to New York. I'm from Toronto, but I came to New York to interview for a job at Women's World Banking. Women's World Banking is a very cool microfinance institution for women. And I didn't get the job, but I was telling someone about it, and he heard Women's World Baking. And I came up with this idea of an immigrant women's baking collective, but at that point I was like 21 and didn't have I had no money and had no social capital, wasn't a baker, and didn't actually feel entrepreneurial. Yeah. And at that point, social enterprise, the idea of social enterprise was really nascent. There wasn't a lot of thinking or work that was being done in that area. You know, I spent many years being like, you should start an immigrant women's baking collective. Like, this is a great idea. So many women know how to bake. Why don't you do this? And people were like, that's a nuts idea, but it kind of resonated. College, done a lot of international work and spent a lot of time in Latin America and South America doing kind of social justice work. I was focused on women's rights and immigrant rights. And so I worked in a startup high school focused on human rights. And in 2006, I was like, oh, this like immigrant women's baking collective thing, like it's still, nobody's done it. I want to see if I can do it. So I went back and apprenticed in the bakery at Restaurant Danielle while I was still on the leadership team of the school, learned how to bake, figured out that I loved to bake, and in 2008 I launched out of my home kitchen. One of the most amazing parts of my life have been the really cool experience of having a very big idea and seeing it come to fruition.
My favorite bread is probably the Nani Kandi.
Granny stone rye.
And semel, Morocco bread.
Medium rye.
Fala.
Sourdough. Chapati. Yeah, chapati.
And the tortillas. Is that your recipe?
Yeah, I make like three colors, like blue, white, yellow.
So there are days that I walk in and like, you know, women are training women and we're making these wonderful ethnic breads, and I'm like, this is it. Like, it is working, and this is the dream. This is like what I had thought it would be more over a decade ago. And then there's days that I come in and I was like, what the hell was I thinking? This is not what the, you know, not what the dream is. Is encourage them. So I was telling people and everyone's like, that's a great idea, but nobody was like, but how are you gonna make enough money?
And they do make money. They're expecting over $2 million this year on bread sales alone. So while their mission is largely social, the quality of the bread has been hugely important in their success.
You know, we have staff from Bangladesh speaking in Spanish with women from the Dominican Republic and Mexico and vice versa.
My name is Parveen Akhtar. I come from Bangladesh. I joined Hot Bread Kitchen 2013.
My name is Fanny. I work in Hot Bread Kitchen 2 years.
I'm from Puebla, Mexico, Puebla. My friend, she bring me. She told me like she need like somebody to make the bread and the tortillas, and that's why I come, and I here I almost 5 years.
I definitely think becoming a mother, you know, both of my kids were born at Hot Bread Kitchen basically, and so I definitely think having kids brought a certain amount of empathy or a certain amount of visibility on what we were trying to do for women, the majority of whom are mothers themselves. So it's a hard balance to strike, because I like all of the women in this program, I'm a working mother and have all of the insanity of what that means and recognize how difficult it is. And I think living that definitely has made me more thoughtful about the program. But maybe also it's, you know, it's like, it just makes me more thoughtful about the program, but I haven't found a good solution for that. I think it's just it's a hard challenge.
So I just want to pause for a second and talk about where we are. You may have noticed in the background the sounds of oven beeps and sweeping and clacking of pans. There are subways overhead and freezers buzzing behind us. Hot Bread Kitchen's located in the historic Harlem Market, La Marqueta.
Yeah, a lot of action here at La Marqueta. So we're at 115th and Park Avenue underneath the Metro North. So if you get on a train leaving Grand Central headed to Westchester, you pass right over the bakery. And so about 3 minutes when you come out of the tunnel, if you smell, you take a big whiff, you'll be able to smell the breads baking.
But it's not just bread that bakes here.
So this back here is HBK Incubates. HBK Incubates is our culinary incubator program.
HBK Incubates is a culinary incubator. In a time where New York City rent is soaring, the prospect of renting a commercial kitchen space to start a small food production business is incredibly daunting.
We currently incubate 45 different businesses. So we have everything from Senegalese caterers to cupcake makers. When we moved into the space, I was like, how are we ever going to fill all of this space? There's so much opportunity and space for production. And now we're totally outgrowing it. So in the next few months, we're actually moving the incubator into a building directly south of us. And the bakery is going to take on all of the space. Long time I was just trying to be, I'm very political by nature of the work that I do. Our work is political, and I've tried very hard to minimize my political voice or not make a kind of strong statement about that. And I realized, you know, a while ago that I was in a way doing a disservice to our programs and to the women that I served. And so since then I've written a couple of op-eds or, you know, really stating publicly this idea that, you know, this country has a huge asset in the immigrants that are here and in the migrants that are interested in coming here, that not just from a culinary perspective, but in all vocations, there's a huge value add to really supporting these people and developing those resources. And it does, and the only thing it does is enrich our culture and our community. Obviously, food is like such an obvious one, but I think that there are a lot of lessons that we've learned that can be applied to other sectors. Like waiting for the Fox News guys to like show up here and do an expose about like women and immigrants, and we aren't, I would say unfortunately we're not able in the workforce development program to work with undocumented migrants. So we're taking women who have some legal right to be here and really helping them enter into mainstream jobs, and I feel like in a way that's safe. And like, you know what, bring it on. Like if those guys want to like fight with me, I will stand behind what we're doing.
I know I would rather starve instead. If I can't have a meal with some bread, it makes a perfect holder for my ham and provolone. I'll dip it in some oil or I'll have it on its own. Don't care if it's a biscuit or a bagel or a scone. I love bread.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us with questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.